well, a buzz for the new well. We peer into the cistern. At least there's enough water for a few days. When the pump went down into the new well 6 years ago, I never expected to see it again. Now, on our first morning, three plumbers are hauling up ropes, their heads down the well. It's a beast. Then Giacomo stands on the well wall, the others beside him. They're counting, uno, due, tre, giving the heave-ho. Soon they're stripped to their pants, cursing and laughing. Up it comes, and Giacomo almost falls backwards. They carry it to the truck. The old well's pump replaced just last year. They yank out easily. The contraption comes up with fig roots dangling and is pronounced dead on arrival. Why? They begin to dig for wires. By noon, the walkway is torn up, the lawn is carved into ditches, and the mystery is solved. Mice have eaten the insulation around the wires. Why would they eat plastic when they can eat hazelnuts and almonds? The pumps have shorted out. The new well's pump, it turns out, is also dead, fizzled, kaput. By the third day, we have new pumps, new wires sealed with silicone, which the original electrician neglected to do. Lots of water, a patched walkway, and a depleted bank account. If mice eat plastic, what's to keep them from eating silicone? Fortunate that